Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get up show. Hey, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says podcast. I'm Sean filling in for McDreamy. Charlie's over there.
Hi.
Maddie's over there.
I'm McSteamy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, neither one of you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry to let you down.
Look, you don't speak for all people.
All right, what about McBeardy?
Oh, okay. There, you can create your own character. And that'll be fine. McBighead.
Hey!
Wow!
It's as if you feel I don't have feelings. Be sure you click a like and subscribe to it, and share it with your friends if you would love to. We're here with a very lucky time for us, the Get Up Show, that Maddie is still alive. How is your soreness?
Oh, a couple days out, it still hurts. I found that hitting the ground from about 6-ish feet was not something that my body wants to do.
Really? Why?
I fell off a ladder. It's not good.
Yeah.
Could have been way worse, though.
It sure
way
could
worse.
Mm-hmm. She's going to slap you on your grammar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, listen, when you fell, mm-hmm. did it seem as though it was in super slow motion? Because remember, I fell down the steps last year or whatever?
I do vaguely remember a moment of, I'm falling, this is going to suck, and then...
Yeah,
it's
like when something traumatic like that happens, there is a point where time stops
mm-hmm.
because you remember a thought that you have
mm-hmm.
during that, but it still happens way faster than it should.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you another, for instance, my most recent fall, I was trying to put pants on while holding my phone. And so the second leg didn't make it into the pants and I fell over. And during that short fall, right there with my pants on one leg, I had time to think, man, I'm really going to fall. This might end up hurting me somehow.
Exactly.
Now, man. It was that slow.
I think the most disappointed I am is the fact that I did not handle it well.
What do you mean?
I got real like...
Did you cry?
No, but I got real panicky and then lightheaded and almost passed out, which is not like me. Usually I'm fairly...
You were
like,
in a little bit of shock.
Man.
You're not responsible for that. You go into shock when you have an injury.
And then
like
I was like, my hands are buzzing. Feel this. And my wife's like, you're in shock. Like, it's adrenaline. And I'm like, well, this is terrible.
Well, and then the ultra fun part of that we learn, and I don't know if this is a getting older thing or if it happens to everyone, because most of my major injuries have happened when I was older, but the bruising, it just keeps spreading.
Yeah,
as days go by, it gets more and more and more intense.
Isn't that something that some people bruise like that? Like the last two falls I remember, no bruising. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
You know? But no bruising. But then I'll wake up after a weekend and have a big bruise and be like, what happened? Where did that come from?
Maddie's were just his hand was bruised at first. Now it's spread all the way up his arm.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like my whole right arm is a bruise.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just like little stuff. But again, I do think I'm lucky I didn't break anything.
Mm-hmm.
I even the cuts on my hands weren't that bad. It just looked bad at the time. Now my new skin's coming in nice.
Oh, just like you like it.
And I was asking, you know, God love my wife, you know, because it's like, you know, I'm just a giant baby. And I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, well, you got to keep stuff on it. But well, now what do I do?
And then she jingle her keys to get your attention. And,
yeah. And she gave me a piece of candy and I was a good boy.
Listen, you're right. It could have been a lot worse. That ladder could have been on a volcano.
True.
It could have been at the broken glass factory.
And I also like to think I have done some incredibly dumb stuff on ladders in general. And at 48, just barely almost 49 years old, this is the first ladder I've fallen off of.
That's pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
I know. I like to look at the positive.
I'm glad you didn't have a ladder that was as tall as your skeleton.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because then you would have been way up there and it'd been much
worse. Or if you'd have fallen on a bunch of steak knives.
True.
That.
What I do love, too, though, is that my family really, you know, came in to support me. My brother-in-law ranked my family's falls. I came in third. Mm. My aunt, who recently, I don't remember what happened, but she fell into a pool.
Was it full of porcupines?
No, but she did. Something happened where she skinned something and she's, you know, older. Mm-hmm. And then my dad still is the champion because he fell off a log onto a moving running chainsaw.
Yo. Jeez.
What if
you're lucky that you didn't fall on like a whole pile of blowfish?
Yeah. Or even like I could have fallen into a pit of fire ants.
Do you have outside cameras?
Sadly, not where I fell.
Dang it, Maddie.
That's already been brought up.
What are you doing?
I know. Yeah, my sister asked if any of my neighbors might have caught it on the camera.
You're lucky you didn't fall into a tank of sharks.
Mm. Yeah.
While you're
or
bloody.
Electric eels.
No, that'd be fine.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, okay. I checked it.
Okay.
Did the squirrels come running and try to catch you?
Nice. Hey, this guy's nuts.
Grab him. But yeah, you know, so that was, you know, and again, I still have to get the stupid skeleton down.
Yeah.
He's still standing there like,
yeah, it really is like Halloween's gone and there's like this 12-foot skeleton.
Maybe he pushed you.
At least you didn't fall into a whole bunch of scorpions.
Here I am.
See, like you said.
Singing so loud.
I'm agreeing with you. It could have been a lot worse.
I was on the ladder and all I hear was, come on, come on, come on.
Good job. This isn't going to interfere with your favorite fall activity, is it?
Which one?
Apple picking.
Oh, man. I just can't get up. I can't climb the tree to go get my apples. I have to wait.
Hey, Maddie, tell us a story about when you used to go apple picking.
Well, there was this family called the Wellingtons, and they had an apple orchard, and me and my sister, we used to go.
Look,
he's
serious.
All the weekends.
He's serious about this.
Hey, to pick up the drops.
Did you ever do any apple picking?
Never.
I've never done any apple picking either.
We didn't. I mean, I guess we had apple trees, but nobody had an apple orchard.
They were never any good, though. They always had like wormholes in them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If
or
I
they
want
fell
apples,
on the ground and they were all like squishy.
I'm
going
to go to the store if I want apples. Oh, that's great, man. Yeah. So I hope you do get to go because that all sounded really neat. I mean, I'm jealous that I didn't get to do all of that.
I mean, your kids are going to be like, Grandpa, did you make this up? Because we know nothing of apple picking around here.
Oh, man. Well, I could tell you some more. There were some more things that we used to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what we'd do is we'd make apple crisp and we'd make...
This is the same guy who likes that syrup that sucks, too.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I didn't realize I was in my... So
did you hear
that
while you were talking?
Do you guys want to hear what was on the very first McDonald's menu ever?
Yeah, I guess.
There was no McFlurry. They didn't have a broken ice cream machine at all
back in the day.
They knew it was going to be problematic later.
It's called the McDonald's Amazing Menu. Here we go. The Pure Beef Hamburger, 15 cents.
Love that.
The Tempting Cheeseburger, 19 cents. A Triple Thick Shake was 20 cents. Now, who checked it? My snake's only, my shake is double.
Right.
Now, but wouldn't that have been the origin of a McFlurry?
Don't get bogged down in semantics.
Okay, sorry.
But interesting that a shake costs more than a hamburger and a cheeseburger. Golden French fries were 10 cents. A thirst-quenching Coke was 10 cents.
Mm.
A delightful root beer was 10 cents. A steaming hot coffee was 10 cents. Full-flavor orange drink, which they still have and is banging. I love an orange drink from McDonald's. Yeah. It was 10 cents back then. And your refreshing cold milk that you want with your burger and fries, 12 cents at the original McDonald's.
It's a little more expensive.
Isn't that neat?
Every time you hear that, like whenever you hear about like prices from back in the day, we start to go, wow, that was amazing. But you always forget about inflation and whatnot.
Back then, it was similar.
Well, and isn't it like now the big thing was someone was complaining the other day, like they got a meal or something from McDonald's. It was like $16. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what happened? And it's like, well,
it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Prices went up.
Wait a minute.
I went to, you know how I do my spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it used to be, and I thought this was ridiculous. It was $5.09 when mm-hmm. you used to go get them for me. Then it went up to $5.19. And then I took a couple years off for the pandemic. Guess what they cost now?
$6.35.
$6.07. Mm. Isn't that nuts?
Even the dollar Cokes at McDonald's are now, they've gone up.
I did find a Wendy's menu hack. You can get a double stack for $2.39, where a single is like five something.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, huh? Stack is on the cheap menu.
Will they give me double plain spicy chicken? Because I don't eat the burgers. I just eat the chicken.
That they will not. You're going to have to switch to burgers.
When they were doing those 2 for $5, man, it's like, well, I can't not get the second one. But then I'm going to eat it. And
yeah,
I did.
Yeah. And you do.
Definitely.
You can't not eat. It's like, yeah, I always think I need 2 Egg McMuffins. And then I eat the first one and I'm like, well, I'm kind of full, but...
You eat 2 Egg McMuffins?
I've never eaten two Egg McMuffins.
I love a Egg McMuffin.
I ordered one time we were going through, this was on the way to Horace's a couple years ago. We went and got McDonald's and I didn't want the sausage McMuffin. And so I said, no, I just want the regular McMuffin. Just the regular McMuffin like it comes. Oh, okay. So they interpreted that to mean I wanted a plain English muffin with nothing on it.
Why didn't you just say I want a McMuffin?
I did, but it got all convoluted because they said a sausage. No, not a sausage McMuffin. Just a regular McMuffin because that's a McMuffin.
Yeah.
And I got a dang plain old English muffin. I was furious, man.
Oh, how boring.
Threw that in the floor.
I miss the egg white delight.
I don't know about
it. It was an egg McMuffin, but it was made with just egg whites.
Yolks are the new thing. You heard it here
first. Are we switching over? Good. I like yolks.
Yolks on you.
Don't. You did that on purpose. You really hit the L just to mess with me.
But that's what I say.
I'm not going to acknowledge
it. I say yolk.
You're the only one. I'm not going to acknowledge it. So Carolina Classic Movie Series is coming to the Carolina Theater. These are the Christmas movies that are coming. Some of them you know all about. Polar Express.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life. How's Little Women a Christmas movie?
It's not. I mean, there might be a scene.
I don't know.
Does it happen around Christmas, maybe?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
I've been to their house. Do you want me to tell you a story about that?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Nightmare Before Christmas, Home Alone, Last Holiday, and Die Hard. Die Hard in the Christmas series. So that answers that question. They're also doing Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Oh, no. Watch out. He's real bitey now.
Oh, yeah. How about
they're fighting back.
Those otters, man. We think they're so cute. And you think, oh, he's so slick. I want to rub on him. They will bite your face all the way off.
I really feel bad because we had the first story of the woman who I think was paddleboarding or whatever.
Yeah.
And the otter attacked her. And we were like, come on. I mean, it's
then
an otter.
Then you saw the picture.
And then I saw the picture. And I mean, she got bit up. That
and then
thing.
Another guy was swimming, and he had a whole pack of them come after him and biting the daylights out of
40
him.
40 bites.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're so cute. Why are they so bitey?
I don't know, and they have all this time, all they've done is sit there and be cute.
Yeah.
And then they're like, eh.
Maybe that's the thing. They lulled us in. This has been the plan all along.
Know.
They've always been a dominant predatory species, and we've been like, oh, you're so cute.
You know what? It could be something else, because... You've heard about the orcas, the killer whales that are sinking boats, like actively going and knocking into boats. There was
the last one, they were working on it for 45 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And eventually sunk it.
Yeah.
And that's a new thing, too. So you got them sinking boats. You got otters biting faces. I think something's going on. I blame Elon Musk.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
Why is it his fault?
He's chipped everything.
Yeah. Mm. I think he started with the cute little otters.
Oh, yeah. He took their skull caps off and put a little chip in there. And
mm-hmm.
Now they're extra.
It's not working.
Here's what we're going to do. We'd love to get your phone calls. 336-373-0987 is the number. Got a bunch of phone calls to get to because we hadn't done them in a little while. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, call up. It's a pretty good shot you're going to be on here. So here we go.
Hey, Slim. Maddie, my grandkids can fall off a 6-foot ladder. I mean, come on. if you sore, you pitiful, man. Go to QC Kinetics.
I tried to tell you, Maddie.
He may be drunk, but he is really paying attention.
It's only a 6-foot ladder, bruh. I didn't want to say it.
Grandkids can fall that far.
I didn't want to say it.
I'm pathetic.
Thanks, dude, for calling up and saying what we were thinking. Not really.
And giving us a plug.
I was worried.
Hey, Simon. Yeah, I was just listening to your show. Really enjoy your station and all the songs y'all play. But I might be wrong about this, but I think there may be a version of the Monster Mash that came out before Bobby Boris Pickett. It's a little nasty X-rated version, and I can't remember who did it or whatever, but just a little FYI. And like I said, I do appreciate what all y'all do, and I enjoy listening to your station. Thanks, and have a good Halloween.
You know, I think he was Australian. He had a little Australian going on in there. But the thing is, yes, sir, thank you for calling and telling us that. However, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers was the first version of Monster Mash. There was a remake done right at the same time by a horror movie host. And so when they put out the Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers album, they called it the original Monster Mash because this guy had just tried to snake them.
But was it a little bit more X-rated?
No, it was the same song.
Oh.
But what he may be referring to is the Monster Mash, when it came out in 1962, was banned. You could not play that on the radio because they said it was too morbid. I'm serious.
Times have
Monsters
changed.
Monsters are dancing.
And you want to hear something else you didn't know about Monster Mash? One of the members of the Crypt Keepers was Leon Russell.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. And now you know the rest.
Oh, man, we're going to be here all day.
I know. We only have 30 minutes.
Love the story.
Yep, there it is.
Boo. Hey, Simon. How you doing? Good morning.
Tommy.
Happy Halloween. And yo, Sean, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Love you guys.
Ah, Tommy. Aww. He's the sweetest guy ever.
Yes.
I love him. I tried to, I told you about his daughter works at Costco in the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
And I went to say hello to her one time, and it wasn't her. And I kept saying hello. And she was, like, getting nervous about it. Like, why does this guy keep calling me Katie? I'll go back. I'll go back, try it again.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hola Simón, ¿cómo estás? Es que quiero que me pongas una canción que se llama Amores de Sache y pues ahí ponla. Thank you.
I don't know.
Huh?
All right. Was that just me or was that another language?
Yeah, it was Spanish, but it was fast.
And he ended in thank you.
Yeah. I think it's a request. Dang. See, this is why we should have learned a language.
We need a translator.
I mean, I took basic Spanish.
But yeah, but you can't keep up with it.
Can't hear him very well either.
Yeah. So which do you think is more valuable right now, to know Spanish or Chinese?
I always say Chinese, but
I think you would use Spanish more often in daily life, but Chinese will probably get you further in the business world.
I wish, like, here's the implant that I want Muskie to put in my brain. I can understand all languages.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, man, that is always the coolest in sci-fi movies.
Like walking
hold
around.
Hold on, I got to turn on my translator. And then everybody gets to speak.
Somebody just talking smack over there and you know exactly what they're saying. And then you drop by and say, oh, by the way. Oh,
when I go to the nail salon, I'll know what's going on.
My favorite guy, the white kid who does, like, he speaks fluent Cantonese.
Oh, I love him. Yes.
Okay, but he does other languages too, which is cool. Like, I saw him, he went somewhere and was speaking Welsh, which is super hard too.
Really?
There was something else. Yeah. So it was funny. Oh, he also had a video where him and some other guys were translating people's Chinese character tattoos.
Oh, that's
and
good.
They were having a field day with it.
So, because they never say what they thought they were going to say, right?
No, I mean, there was a couple where it was like, okay, that one actually works. But there was one where they all start laughing and it was like, that's not even close.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember what they actually said?
It was supposed to be his name, but the way it spelled out, like his last name was May, but what they ended up doing was like, it would have been like, can I?
There was one where the guy said, no, this means courage, brave fighter, and it was actually like something off a menu. It was like chicken.
Yeah.
Those are great. But I want to know all languages. How do I sign up for that?
I know.
That's the chip.
Tell him you'll be the test subject. Elon, he's always looking for test subjects.
I'm ready.
Hey, Simon. I've been in the restaurant business my entire career, and I will tell you that the drunks are only drunk because the servers got them that way. So the penalty would be upon the restaurant itself if a cop or a DEA agent or one of the alcohol or the ALE agents had walked in. I actually worked at a restaurant where the ALE agent came in, got so drunk he passed out on the bar, and when he woke back up again, he cited the restaurant and gave a fine to the bartender and the restaurant itself. So, yeah, there shouldn't be a drunk charge for people who get that way. They should be cut off, and they should be served responsibly. That would be on the restaurant and the servers. That would not be on the people getting drunk. So I would have to disagree with your $50 charge on the drunk party and would say that that was the restaurant's fault itself, and people should have probably said to the restaurant, maybe you should give us $50 discount for allowing those people to get that way. Just my 2 cents worth. Hope you guys have a great day.
How about it? That dude owns a restaurant in Burlington somewhere. But the reason we were talking about that is because there's a bad parent charge at some restaurants where if your kids are squashing their spaghetti into the carpet and rolling around in the floor and playing with their toys and, ooh, standing up looking over the booth at the people behind you.
And just being obnoxious and annoying everyone.
$50 fee added to your check at the end of dinner for the bad parenting. But my thing is, kids, I can excuse. Drunks are just awful to be around in a restaurant.
Well, like the example that you gave was there was a table in the corner who were being like crazy loud and just out of control and dropping big words.
Yes. And there's no question in my mind they walked in there drunk.
Yeah, that's a fine line because if they walked in but you didn't know that they were drunk when they got there and then one drink and they're hammered, you know, you didn't get them
right.
All the drunk leading up to that. That's, but I do like the way that ALE agent works. He's like, okay, I'm going to make sure, we make really sure that they overserve me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He passed out on the bar, woke up and cited him.
Nobody did to me. But I do kind of get what, I mean, the caller was saying is that Yeah, I mean, it is on technically on the server to make sure they don't overserve. But, you know, there it is. If it's a crazy busy weekend night or something like that, and there's people coming at you left and right, sometimes you're not aware of it. But again, they're the ones who get hit with the charge.
Maybe
it's on the server.
Maybe we shouldn't call it a drunk charge, just an a-hole charge.
There you go.
Well, that's fine.
Can't handle my alcohol charge.
Like, it doesn't matter that you're drunk. You're just, right. You know, some drunks are perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Some are jerks.
Yeah, I mean, the screaming.
I'm a sleepy drunk.
You sleepy drunk?
Oh, yeah. I just go to sleepy time. I'm not someone to cause a fight or whatever. I got to go night-night.
You always been that way, or has that happened?
Yeah, I've always been.
Is that right?
I've never been a mean drunk. I can't
do it anymore because I get so sleepy. Like, I'm cheap.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't you need it, though? Because you don't sleep well, so maybe it's a good thing.
But the thing is, alcohol sleep isn't good sleep.
No,
it's not.
I did realize that after when I took all of October off from drinking, and I went back and looked at my Fitbit. It'll show you how you slept and whatnot. And actually, my sleep scores went up.
Really?
Like, when you weren't drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was sleeping the same number of hours per night, but I was getting better sleep.
It's interesting because, you know, alcohol is a sedative, but when it processes through your body, it takes about 5 hours. And when that wears off, that's when you wake up, and you never really get REM sleep on drunk sleep. Welcome back to Science Corner.
Yeah.
Hey, son.
Oh, no.
Hey, Charlie, if you hit me in a car, would you get out and give me 3PR, please? I want to feel tone.
What did he say at the end?
He wants to feel tone?
All right. We were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger hit somebody on a bike, and they're suing him. But my thing is, I would love to be struck on my bicycle by a celebrity in a car. You know, I'd be so famous. I'd be on Jimmy Kimmel. I'd be like, hey, it's the car hit guy. Come on out. Hey, this is great. So when the car hit you, what were you thinking? Man, I was thinking, man, this is a big car, but I give all praises to God. And
I'm just glad that, you know, it could have been way worse.
You know, when Puff Daddy hit me with his car, I knew I was going to get Piz-Aid. Here he is, the car hit guy, everybody.
Yeah. I'm still a little disturbed by that phone call.
No, it's fine. He wants. Look,
no.
Well,
no.
Just don't hit. You
all
know what?
The knows. Somebody knows.
Don't hit him with your car.
So we talked about who would you want to hit you with a car?
I said The Rock.
The Rock is a good one because he's nice and he's rich. You wouldn't have to sue him. He'd take care of
it. No, he would take care of everything.
Yeah. He'd probably give you the car.
It really is. It's just a matter of...
I don't want that car to hit me.
Yeah.
I want a new car.
You want someone with a nice enough car to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
That means they hopefully have enough money to pay that
out. No, we're starting at celebrity.
We're celebrities.
Yeah, this is big stars who are hitting you, man. Oh. Like, think Rip Taylor.
Excuse me?
Is he alive?
I don't know.
He shouldn't be driving if he is.
Yeah. I guess, you know, my new thing, I would like if Ryan Reynolds would please hit me because he also seems like he's very nice and would take care of me.
Yeah, he would. And you're as creepy as that dude on the phone when you talk about Ryan Reynolds, by the way.
Ryan Reynolds.
You want me to give you CPR?
I won't feel your...
don't say it. No, but really, I need to put myself in a position to be hit by a celebrity. Because, I mean, this is writing its own check. I'm done after that.
We're going to have to get out of Greensboro.
Not necessarily.
Not a lot of celebrities here.
Chris Daughtry might write you up. I don't know about who
Michael
else.
Michael Jordan comes every year.
Yeah, he's here every once in a while. Yeah. Well, I don't think he drives his own car, though.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If the celebrity's being driven by somebody, it doesn't count.
You know, that takes you out of play.
Damn it.
Hey, Simon, got a trick question for you. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not a trick question, it's a real one. Okay, in what year did the music industry stop manufacturing new music? Because y'all play everything. Oh, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80. And once in a while, you'll throw a 70s in, and once in a while, you'll throw a 60s in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, please tell the listeners... Because we'd like to know, was it 1987,
mm-hmm.
number 2, 1988, or number 3, 1989? What year was it that the music industry stopped manufacturing new music to play on the radio? Mm. One of those years. Thank you, Simon. Continue playing. 80, 80, 80 through the week, and then every weekend, it's nothing but the 80s.
That's not us.
No. I'm sorry, sir. You're wrong.
Well, should we even say it? I mean, I'm sure he's happy now. They're now playing Christmas.
Well, if he couldn't have listened to us for more than two songs if he has that feeling.
No, we play, you know? I mean, we're at least into the 90s with the Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20. And
the brand new Rolling Stones song that came out last month and the brand new Beatles.
Right. Well, look at what we're playing right now. We got Plush by Stone Temple Pilots getting ready to come on. That was definitely
90s.
90s.
It's like 94, I think, but I'm not sure.
Right, but the thing is, he's, you know, we play the songs that have ever been popular, be it yesterday or 30 years ago.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I
write the songs of love and special things.
I
write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the songs. I write the songs.
He didn't write the song, though.
Huh?
I still hate the fact that he sang the song about writing the songs and he didn't write the song.
He didn't?
He did, too.
He did not write that song, I thought.
Barry Manilow did not write that song?
I don't think he did.
Look it up, because you don't know.
All right, let me look that
up. Only one of you.
I will.
But he did write the theme from American Bandstand, if that helps. Does that help?
I Write the Songs is a popular song written by Bruce Johnston.
Told
in
ya.
1975.
Told you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a damn liar.
I'll tell you.
And the answer is, sir, it was two.
Let me tell you.
87.
There's a movie called Lady Under the Lake. Elvis's granddaughter is in it, and one of the Spider-Men, can't remember which one. It's a very, very weird movie. And in one scene, he goes to this house looking for this girl, and he meets the guy who wrote every song you ever heard. And it's an old man sitting at the piano, and he's like talking to him while he's playing, and it's like a medley of everything from classical to, you know, big band to the 50s to new music. You know, he's singing Foreigner in there. It is so neat. He's like, this is what I do. I write all the songs that you've ever heard. Every hit song you ever heard, I wrote it. When you heard this at your high school dance, I wrote. It's worth seeing that.
Oh,
part.
Neat.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the movie where the guy wakes up and no one's ever heard of the Beatles?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I never saw it, but I wanted to. I thought it was a neat concept.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
He passed them off as his own songs.
I was the absolute same way. I'm like, that sounds like a cool concept. I will not watch that.
But you did watch that one?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
It just sounds
neat.
Like I said, it sounded cool. And
really does.
Hey, Simon.
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Can't argue with that.
When he said that, he said it.
Hey, Simon, it's Jackie Ray. Hadn't talked to y'all in a while, so I thought I'd give you a call and say I hope y'all have a good day. And I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina now.
Oh.
And I listen to the radio when I can pick y'all up wherever I'm at. If I can pick you up, I always listen to you. Okay, I'll call you back sometime. Give us a shout-out. We love you. Go Tar Heels. Bye-bye.
Tar Heelin' it. I wonder why he didn't get Chad to say Simon Rules. Now, we hadn't heard from Jackie Ray in a while.
No, we've always wondered. He lets long periods of time go by, so we keep wondering if he's dead. But
I know.
Glad to hear from him.
The thing about him was he used to work on nuclear submarines. He's like a genius. It's true. He did like computer systems for nuclear submarines, but he has to wait till he gets in range to hear us on the radio. You can stream us. We know you know how to use a computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
987simon.com.
Hey, Simon. Rising to the top of the country western charts this week in 1973, the sister to Eight Brothers took a chance at a solo recording session. At less than 1 month after her 14th birthday, the youngest female artist and youngest overall solo artist reached number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, a record that still stands as of 2015. The song was Paper Roses. Can you play Paper Roses by Marie Osmond, please? Thank you.
Now, do you recognize that?
Yes.
You know who that is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, you mean who that person is?
Yeah.
Is it called?
Yeah.
No.
There's a guy who sends us a message every single day.
Is that Carrie Dale?
Carrie Dale.
Oh.
On Facebook, every single day, he'll call and give us a history lesson like that. However, his source on that was a little dated. He said that stands as of 2015. But yeah, he sends us that message every day. This is the first time that he's vocalized one of them.
Wow. Isn't he neat? Sends us a Facebook message with all kinds of neat trivia. Yeah. And I knew that was Marie Osmond, though.
Of course you did. Yeah, he asked me one time how we could monetize this, and I'm like,
It's interesting.
Hey, Simon, guess what? April 14th is my birthday. I'd love to go to Mellencamp. I'll be 65 years old. Have a great day. Bye.
She doesn't sound 65 at all.
No.
Isn't that funny how sometimes you can kind of guess somebody's age?
I'd have told you she was probably maybe 30-ish. But yeah, Mellencamp's coming in April. Never seen him in concert.
I saw him back in the day on the Scarecrow tour, and then I saw him, I'm going to say 7 years ago, maybe, in Charlotte. But that one, I was trying to keep up with my friend who was drinking vodka, and I don't drink vodka, so I don't have as many. I have more memories of the Scarecrow tour back in 85 than I do of this one.
I love him. I love his music. But I'm worried about getting political with his songs lately, and I don't know if he's going to be doing like Jack and Diana Rumbleseat and stuff. Or is he?
He did the last time I saw him.
He did the songs?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. I've decided not to do Jack and Diane. I'm doing one about Guantanamo for 45 minutes. Bling, bling, bling.
Yeah, he has his moments. He's very outspoken, so you never know what you're going to get from him.
You like that?
Oh, I love the Guantanamo 45-minute long bong bong song.
Oh, it starts out like bling, 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 bling.
But you also have to remember, he's got more than, you know, the ones that people know the most are his early stuff, but he's been putting out albums ever since then, so he's got a lot of music.
I know he does. And he could, here's the thing, he and Springsteen did a song together, and it was called Say Such a Thing.
Yeah.
And it was political, and the chorus of it was, how could you say such a thing? And it had the potential to be great. Like, why does he have to do that when you could take that same phrasing and turn it into Pretty Little Thing or something and make it a love song, and you and Bruce have a hit on your hands?
Because, you know, you're always dividing your audience when you do that.
They're using their platform. They're saying their piece.
We don't care.
Yeah, I want a good song.
Hey, Simon, I'm 66 and I can't believe I knew that song. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Love you, Simon. Bye.
Yeah, we played it on Cookie Monster Day.
Hey, Simon, I'm 66. My kids are grown now and I remember that song. I loved it. I even knew the words. Couldn't believe it. Love you, Simon. Bye.
That's cool. We made her day. Well, we got a 66 and a 65-year-old right back to back in there.
I thought it was the same person.
Glad we're drawing people in the young crowd.
Well, no, the last two. But
last two were the same person.
Oh, I thought the 65-year-old had just gotten a birthday or something, and then she was talking about Caesar.
The 65-year-old wants to go see Mellencamp. Keep up, Maddie.
This one loves Cookie.
I thought they sound the same.
This one loves Cookie. She can overlook the fact that he wastes cookies. Never.
So many cookies. He never even swallows.
I know.
Now to one.
It's 2023. Can y'all please stop playing Black Betty? Racist as hell. The people that made it are ignorant as shit. They're ashamed of it. And the world should not have to listen to that crap anymore.
Interesting. If you missed it, he's talking about the song Black Betty by Ram Jam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the song has a long history. Lead Belly did the first recorded version of it, but it existed before that. And so when this guy called up thinking it's racist, I was like, I need to do some more research on this.
Yeah, we've done this research before because we've had, that's been an issue that's come up in the past, and we've had to go real deep on it.
In 17 years, it's come up twice, and I really considered it this time. And then I went online and I looked at a couple of guys who I respect, like Jamel, a.k.a. Jamal, who does reaction videos to songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love him. So I watched him listen to it, and I was like, if Jamal has a problem with it, then I'm taking it off. At the end of the song, he goes, I wish that was longer.
Wow.
He loved it. And there's another guy, they're the 40 guys. I can't remember the name of their podcast, but this guy listened to it too, and he just wanted to know more. He had no issue with the lyrics and everything. And Black Betty might be referring to a prison wagon. Most people think that it's referring to a musket. It could also be a whip. What else? There's several things that it's a euphemism for, but it's not really about a person. And I really don't think it's racist. Those dudes who sang it on Ram Jam are British. So, you know, if we have an issue like that where people complain, I'll take a song off. Like Funky Cole Medina you don't hear anymore. Because we had a lady call up and say it's anti-trans, it's spiking drinks, like you say. So that one's gone. And the other one that I fought this one too, American Trilogy by Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Because it starts off with Dixie.
Oh.
And then it goes into All My Trials, which is a Haitian African song. And then the last is Battle Hymn of the Republic. And so what the song really is it starts on one side, it meets in the middle, and then it comes out on the good side. You know what right. I mean? It's like it's a passage type of thing. And I tried to explain that, but some people, when they hear that the Stamps sing that Dixie chorus, it's too traumatic. So we hadn't played that thing in years. We actually played that in a parade one time, 4th of July parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know about this, you know?
The thing is, always know that, like, if you think there's an issue, we do take it seriously. And we do look deep into it to find out.
Yeah, because, the other one we got rid of, Pumped Up Kicks.
Which, again, it's like, I understand if there's real blatant, you know, intent or whatever, mm-hmm. but I don't like banning or pulling anything.
No, I don't really either.
And I understand, like, sometimes some things offend one person and not another, but I also don't feel like I'm not trying to discredit even that guy, you know, or look at his, you know, the way he feels about it any less than anything else. But sure. It's like, it's so not obvious, if so. Although it's interesting, though, is like when you said that you did some research, I was looking at it too and Googling, and the University of New Hampshire used to play that at hockey games, and they stopped.
Yeah.
It's been a few years now, but they said, it's racist. But it's like there's no real clear indication of why it's racist other than it says the words Black Betty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and there's not even, like, the woman who had written about it a few years ago had said because it refers to a whip that they used to whip the slaves. Mm. But even that is not concrete. Like, it's may have, but maybe didn't. There was no real...
There's
real
a bunch of versions of what it is.
Yeah.
But the thing that I always say is that's valid because you feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, good, but... At the same time, if you yank everything or pull everything, and I think it's more important to have a conversation like, you know, we're having now.
Right.
Which is also hard sometimes, because a lot of times it's someone leaving a voicemail or a message.
We can't.
And, I mean, you've gotten, and you're really good, Sean, about calling people back and having the dialogue. But the worst is when people don't want to have, they're like, that's it, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Now that's my point, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I won't talk about it.
I had one guy call up and had a lot of problems.
Guy?
I didn't call that guy.
He's
a little angry. I'm going to let him cool off a little bit.
Yeah, he's pretty...
Yeah, I'm going to let him chill for a minute, and then I'll call and hear what he has to say. But I had one guy call up, had a problem with everything. And so I tried to call him back, about 40 times.
Yeah.
He would not answer the phone, no matter what.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like,
and it's also a fine line, just, you know, maybe I just don't like this song, and so I want to find something wrong with it. Like, I could say I'm hip. Is very offensive.
Oh, God, that is
how
offensive.
Dare you?
It's just audio abuse.
How dare you both? No, I had a guy call up during the pandemic and say we needed to stop playing Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik because people are having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about it, and come to find out, man, I just hate that song. I wish he didn't play that song. He had no real feeling.
100%. Remember back when they pulled a whole bunch of songs after 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because
God,
of
yeah.
certain things that were said in them. It's like, come
Pardon
on,
me by
y'all.
Incubus.
Shoot. Just, we were playing the song by Five for Fighting, Superman, and the first thing out of his mouth is, I can't stand to fly. So that song starts up, and then I hear my program director, Mike, stomping down the hall from his office mm-hmm. like a bull heading straight for the studio door. We can't play that, man! So
yeah, I worked at a rock station, and we played Drowning Pool, and it was... Yeah, but I mean, things are always happening in the world, and you can't just ban everything because of a few lyrics.
So Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. The turkey race is on. I've seen a 99 cent a pound turkey. That's the lowest I've seen so far. I feel like I should have bought it, but I left them sitting there.
No, you're right to let that sit. Usually it'll drop.
Yeah, you say that.
I'm feeling really good about
it. Yeah, that seems high.
You say that, and then you'll come in, I paid 8 cents a pound, and then I'll go back, and it'll be like $3 or
whatever.
Oh, they
just gave it to me.
And they gave me $15.
They said, show that Sean guy what's for.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving, man. I wish I could go ahead and start cooking now.
Yeah.
Just put it all in the freezer. What do you got?
Breaking news.
Yes?
Ladies and gentlemen, Harris Teeter, premium frozen turkeys, 29 cents a pound. Limit one with an additional $40 purchase, not including the turkey, which is what most places do, but 29 cents a pound right now.
Four days only.
No, that's for the wine sale.
Oh. I've got to do it. And you know, the other $40, that'll be for the ingredients for my macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
For me, that's when
you
I buy
gotta
that,
save money somewhere.
$40 worth of cheese,
giant thing of peanut oil, and then
what kind?
Peanut oil.
Oh, all right. Hey, listen. Thanks for joining us. If you would ever love to be on the podcast and share your thoughts and feelings, do it because they matter to us. 336-373-0987 is the number. Listen to us on the radio via the website, Jackie Ray. It's 987simon.com, and you can click a listen live on there. Charlie, you got a final thought?
Look out for Emmett Otter this Christmas. He's extra bitey.
How about you?
So another memory from the apple orchard was we used to go.
Oh, God.
And
okay, we got to go. Okay. Bye.
Next time. Yeah. Get up. It's a get up show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.